Section 7, Doubles and Triples. This section covers pulling double/triple trailers, coupling and uncoupling, inspecting doubles and triples, checking air brakes. This section has information you need to pass the CDL knowledge test for driving safely with double and triple trailers. It tells about how important it is to be very careful when driving with more than one trailer, how to couple and uncouple correctly, and about inspecting doubles and triples carefully. You should also study Sections 2, 5, and 6. 7.1- Pulling double/triple trailers. Take special care when pulling 2 and 3 trailers. There are more things that can go wrong, and double/triples are less stable than other commercial vehicles. Some areas of concern are discussed below. 7.1.1- Prevent trailer from rolling over. To prevent trailers from rolling over, you must steer gently and go slowly around corners, on ramps, off ramps, and curves. A safe speed on a curve for a straight truck or a single trailer combination vehicle may be too fast for a set of doubles or triples. 7.1.2- Beware of the crack the whip effect. Doubles and triples are more likely to turn over than other combination vehicles because of the crack the whip effect. You must steer gently when pulling trailers. The last trailer in a combination is most likely to turn over. If you don't understand the crack the whip effect, study subsection 6.1.2 of this manual. 7.1.3- Inspect completely. There are more critical parts to check when you have 2 or 3 trailers. Check them all. Follow the procedures described later in this section. 7.1.4- Look far ahead. Doubles and triples must be driven very smoothly to avoid rollover or jackknife. Therefore, look far ahead so you can slow down or change lanes gradually when necessary. 7.1.5- Manage space. Doubles and triples take up more space than other commercial vehicles. They are not only longer, but also need more space because they can't be turned or stopped suddenly. Allow more following distance. Make sure you have large enough gaps before entering or crossing traffic. Be certain you are clear at the sides before changing lanes. 7.1.6- Adverse conditions. Be more careful in adverse conditions. In bad weather, slippery conditions, and mountain driving, you must be especially careful if you drive double and triple bottoms. You will have greater length and more dead axles to pull with your drive axles than other drivers. There is more chance for skids and loss of traction. 7.1.7- Parking the vehicle. Make sure you do not get in a spot you cannot pull straight through. You'll need to be aware of how parking lots are arranged in order to avoid a long and difficult escape. 7.1.8- Anti-lock braking systems on converter dollies. Converter dollies built on or after March 1, 1998 are required to have anti-lock brakes. These dollies will have a yellow lamp on the left side of the dolly.